Harper Audio presents The Comet Seekers by Helen Sedgwick, performed by Billy Fulford Brown. 2017. Comet Jacobini. They arrive on the snow during the last endless day of summer. 48 hours of light, and then they gather outside to watch their first sunset of the south. The ice shelf they're standing on is floating slowly towards the coast. Will one day melt into the sea? There is nothing permanent about this never-ending white. Roisin stamps her feet, watches the sky for the full 20 minutes of night, not that it ever gets dark. Dusk is the most she can hope for, this week at least. Everything turning a golden red. The sun's rays like torchlight through the curved walls of a child's tent, the full moon opposite. It shines like a second sun, but fainter. Its reflected light a ghost of the star below the horizon. During the day, some people run a marathon around the base. 8 laps of the research station at -10 degrees. Roisin joins them on their final lap. Her legs feel heavy, gulps of air chill her lungs. The winner is lying flat on the snow at the finish line. When he sees her looking, he smiles up at her, says,
"You should try it."
"Maybe next time," she says. His name is Francois. He holds his hand over his eyes, trying to shield the glare. He looks so young. 1 hour, 40 minutes of darkness, and someone is behind her. 5 days she has been here. 5 days she has searched the sky alone. Roisin turns around.
"What are you looking for?"
Francois is here, wanting to see what she's doing, to join in. She's not sure how she feels about that. She did not come here to make friends. Roisin thinks about telling him so, asking him to leave, but for some reason she decides to let him stay. Beside her, Francois looks at the sky and exhales.
"There's a comet predicted," she says. "It's going to be very bright, but it's too early. I mean, we're too soon."
"Because it's not dark enough yet?"
"Yes, well, that and other things."
"It's beautiful, isn't it?"
Above them, colors swirl like sea mist. Francois stays where he is, doesn't ask any more questions. He doesn't take his eyes from the sky. Roisin finds she has walked into the kitchen. She says she wants to help. It doesn't feel right with Francois in there on his own, cooking for 16, even though he's the chef. She offers to slice onions and retrieve diced meat from the freezer, watches his hands as he works. The smell is of roasting tomatoes and rosemary.
"This was one of my favorites," he says, "when I was a child."
Abbey Road is playing on the tape deck. Roisin thinks of soft-boiled eggs and soldiers. The sun is setting again. 3 hours, 20 minutes of darkness. The night is increasing by 20 minutes each day. It is building up to the 21st of March, when things will be perfectly balanced, and there will be 12 hours of light and 12 hours of dark. Every day, Roisin marks the calendar with a cross. Turning over the page, a photo of lights, traffic, people, noise, the cityscape a world away. She checks the footnote. It is Cape Town, and underneath Cape Town, a day 3 weeks away, is circled in blue. She stands outside and listens through the muffled layer of her hood to the absolute silence of snow and ice dust and rock. Sometimes Francois comes outside to stand with her, but she never asks what they will be cooking the next day for dinner. They hear on the radio that a group of sea lions have been spotted off the coast. The research team goes to investigate, Roisin and some of the others taking cameras with long lenses, notebooks, and food enough for 2 days. They're not far from the coast, but it still feels like a hike from the base. 4 hours walk in snow boots, pulling the sleigh, is not easy. There was training for this job, a series of tests you had to pass. Physical, survival, psychological. As they approach the coast, they can see kelp gulls circling. Something must have died. On arrival, they see that something has. One of the sea lions
Sample complete. Ready to continue?